Topic 184, Worry and Irritation. 1. I want briefly to touch upon the most common of all causes of trouble, worry and irritation. They are more prevalent at this time than ever before, and for the following reasons. 1. The world situation is such, the problems and uncertainty are such, that scarcely a person in the world at this time is exempt. Everyone is more or less involved in the planetary situation. 2. The intercommunication between people has increased so much, and men live so much in massed groups, large or small, that it is inevitable that they produce an effect upon each other as never before. If one member suffers, all the members suffer with it, is a statement of truth, ancient but new in application, and today realized for the first time. 3. The increased sensitivity of the human mechanism is also such that men tune in on each other's emotional conditions and mental attitudes in a new and more potent manner. To their own engrossing concerns and worries are added those of their fellow men with whom they may be in rapport. 4. Telepathically, and also with a developed sense of prevision, men are today adding the difficulties that belong to someone else, or to some other group of thinkers and of people, to the difficulties that may be. It is not sure that they will be. These problems will demonstrate to you how intensely difficult it is for men to face up to life. It will be obvious that the problems of worry and irritation are many and must be considered. Why are these difficulties of the astral body so perilous and serious? Worry and irritation are dangerous because, 1. They lower the vitality of the man to such a point that he becomes susceptible to disease. The scourge of influenza has its roots in fear and worry. And once the world settles down to freedom from the present fearful condition, we shall see the disease die out. 2. They are so highly infectious from the astral point of view that they lower in a peculiar manner the astral atmosphere and thus make it hard for people in the astral sense to breathe freely. 3. Because the astral condition of fear, worry, and irritation are so widespread today that they might be regarded as epidemic in a planetary sense. 4. Because irritation, I speak not here of worry, is inflammatory in its effects, and inflammation is hard to bear and leads to much difficulty, it is interesting to note that certain forms of eye trouble are caused by this. 5. Because worry and irritation prevent true vision, they shut out the view. The man who is the victim of these conditions sees nothing but the cause of his complaints, and is so submerged through self-pity, self-consideration, or in a focused negative condition, that his vision is narrowed and his group hindered. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 4, Esoteric Healing, pages 69 through 71. 2. There is little that anyone can do when tests and deep distress and anxiety overwhelm a disciple except to stand by in love, send healing thoughts, and invoke the inner strength of the soul that the vehicles can be used. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 564.